Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are again. Bright and early, 7 o'clock in the morning, September 26, 2013. This is me. Hello. Watch your Ruth. Good morning. Can I tell you a funny story? Not too funny, just a little funny. I have a farm in here, there, and everywhere land. I have a farm. A couple days ago, I noticed that one of my chickens wasn't feeling very well, and trying to nursemaid her, do a little research into sick chickens. My chicken is now paralyzed, completely paralyzed. I'm sitting here looking right at her. I made a little box, and I put a little pillowcase in it, cut a couple holes, put a little space in the back for a bum. Her little legs go through the little holes, and her bum sticks out the back. I got a plastic little bucket underneath there, of course. She seems to be doing okay. She's eating and drinking when I feed her. I don't know. I might have a paralyzed chicken for the rest of my life. I don't know here. Anyway, not to diverge from the truth of the matter. But that is the truth. Maybe I'll post a picture of my sick chicken on my Facebook page. She's so cute. She doesn't understand why she's sitting in my living room, though. She wants to be out with her buddies in the chicken house. Another funny little thing. Oh, I got my mom's Bible back. And it is just wonderful. It looks so beautiful. If you ever need to have a book repair done, I would recommend the Bookcraft in Northeast Portland, Oregon. They're just glorious. And in fact, you know what? They charged $125 to do the work on my Bible, and then the man never cashed the check. Now, is that a blessing or what? True story. Anyway, you know, we're here. It's going to be October 1st, and everything's supposed to go red, and we're supposed to all be all worried, and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, if you have the full armor of God on, you know the heights of heaven and the depths of the earth because you've repented of your sin and you've been forgiven. You're not in tumult, confusion, and walking among all the rest of the world because you have the truth of the Word of God in your heart. Last Thursday, we took the garbage out. Remember, it's Thursday again, and the garbage man just drove by my house. I want to remind you, not let the world's troubles get to you and overwhelm you, because if you do, then you don't have time to put on the letter of the Lord. And you know, He is the refiner of the clay. He is the one that works us and makes us what He intends us to be. I've always been a Christian. But, you know, isn't that a funny thing to say? Because it's almost pornography today. I'm stealing that from someone else that I heard last night. I can't remember the name of the man that was on the Hagman show anyway. You know, and I really think about it, and it truly is. People just don't want to hear about it. And you have to turn into the Teflon Don and not let those people's rebellious hearts affect you. Because they don't see the mystery of the seven stars, and they don't see the mysteries that are surrounding them because they're not in tune with the fact that this dimension that we are in is yet but one. And they think that because they can't comprehend that which can be only seen with the eye, that it doesn't exist. So you're fighting this upstream battle with these folks, and that's why the Word of God says don't throw your pearls before swine. And the days are full of swarms and locusts, don't you know? Teachers and workers of God. For that is to whom I speak. Those who are the teachers and the works and the workers of God's word. And the word today from the word of truth to the teachers of the word. The workers of the word will be refined by the refiner. He is working the clay. He is toughening it up. So you can go to trial. There will be a 10-day trial. There will be a 10-day trial. These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions. I know you're in poverty. But you are not, for I am there. You are rich. And I know that you stand accused, and I know that you are persecuted. I know there are those who would slander you and your name. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. But don't be afraid of what people might say about you. And don't be afraid and stand firm and just don't listen. But what is true is this, that the devil will put some in prison. And on the day that you are put into prison, and when they bring you before principalities and powers, in courts and for trials, think ye not in advance what you should say, because the Holy Spirit will be present and faithful, and bring into remembrance the thoughts that you should be speaking about the potter. And then be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you a crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like the blazing fire, whose feet are like the burnished bronze. And he said that I will make those who commit adultery, those who commit sins, those who covet, steal, use unequal measures, lie in wait at night and dream of ways to steal from their brothers, earning an income on the back of their brothers, they will suffer intensely if they do not repent of their sins. But you have forsaken your first love, and remember how when you first fell in love, fall in love. He who has an ear and he who has eyes to see and the teachers that teach with the Spirit of the Lord, he says to the churches and to all that overcomes that I will give you the tree of life, which is the bread of life, which is in the center of the paradise of God. You were once dead, but now you are alive, and you are alive forever and ever. So therefore, teach what you've seen and what you know and what will take place later. And you will have a place in the golden lampstands full of oil, where the lampstands are the seven churches. And your lampstand will not be taken from its place. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and the law doth he meditate on day and night. And that tree, he shall be like a tree planted by a river of water that's bringing forth lots of fruit in due season. And the leaves, they shall not wither in spring or in fall or in a tribulation, tried and tested, deep roots, well watered. And whatsoever he does, he will prosper in. But those who are the ungodly, not so for them. For when the four winds come, like the chaff which the wind drives away, the four winds, so shall it be for the ungodly, for they shall not stand in the judgment day, nor sinners. They will not be present in the congregation that's righteous. So then let us break away these cords and draw near to him who sits in the heavens. Because the Lord said he shall have them in derision, and he shall divide them when he speaks and vex those that are in his sore displeasure. In the 70th week, he said he shall break them with a rod of iron. And those who serve the Lord with fear and trembling, they will rejoice at his return. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from away when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in only him, in only him. The heathen are come into thine inheritance, thy holy temple they've defiled, with that who sits in the holy place who should not be, and has defiled the holy temple. In that day, the holy temple, they have defiled, they laid Jerusalem in heaps. When they kill the two witnesses and they lay in their dead bodies, the bodies of the servants they've given to be meat to the fowls of heaven and the flesh of thy saints and to the beasts of the earth, their blood they shed like water around Jerusalem. And then there were no one that would bury them. And then in that day we were a reproach to all of our neighbors. They scorned us in derision to them that are all around about us. But how long will this happen? How long will the Lord be angry? And how long will his jealousy burn before he pours his wrath upon the heathen that have not known him, upon the kingdoms that have not called upon his name? The heathens that planned to devour Jacob, to lay waste to his dwelling places. And the heathen says, where is the God? Let him be known among us. Let him be in our sight. Let sighing begin according to the greatness of the power preserved for those who are appointed to speak. Let the power increase and let the faith be preserved for those who are appointed to speak. Those among the servants, even the servants whose blood will be shed, even those who are appointed to die, because the Lord will render sevenfold reproach on those who have turned away from him. So we, thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture will give thanks forever. And we will show praise in all of our generations while we wait. And the Lord said to me, behold the basket of summer fruit. Do you see the fruit, Amos? The Lord said unto me, the end has come upon my people, the people of Israel, and I will not again pass from them anymore. Behold, days come, saith the Lord, that I will send famine into the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north and from east, and they shall run to and fro. They will be seeking words from the Lord, but there will be no man brave enough to stand up and talk it. They'll all be fleeing, those that don't have a shepherd. In the last hour, when we're not willing to stand up, make a stand, even if they stood alone, the Lord said, seek the Lord and you shall find him. It is he that builds the stories of heaven. And he has founded his troop here on earth. And he calls for the waters of the sea to pour his words out on the whole face of the earth. And you are the children of Israel. And he said, I brought you out of the land of Egypt. So you should behold the Lord God, and put your eyes upon him. I will never utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord, never. And when they heard the roaring of the sky above the house, all the people, they ran out of the houses. They didn't know what was happening. They were all stunned. There was a sound like a roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it was filled there were flames and fire was appearing. And then we saw the Holy Spirit with flames of fire settling on everyone's head. And this Holy Spirit gave them the ability to speak in languages they all spoke in their own language. And we stood and said, how can this be? We all hear them speaking in languages, our own native language. Peter stepped forward and said, listen, you guys, these men aren't drunk. What you're seeing was predicted. Don't you know? The prophet Joel spoke of it in the last days. God said, I will pour my Holy Spirit upon all of mankind, and your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream many dreams, and the Holy Spirit will come upon all of my true servants. And my teachers will prophesy, and they will be moved by the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the righteous, mighty day of the Lord, and that it is at hand. And they will stand like a watchman on the tower, heeding a warning, because they know that the word says, if you do not warn the wicked of their wicked ways, I will hold their souls in contempt on you. Because I taught you, I put the Holy Spirit into you so that you would have no excuse. And it is my good pleasure that you would go out and pour my Spirit out on my sons and daughters so that they would prophesy in my name, because I will cause strange demonstrations in the heavens and on the earth in that day, in the day that the sun is blotted out, for it shall be blotted out, and the moon will be blood red before the awesome day of the Lord, when men prophesy. Listen. God says, through him, you will be able to also do tremendous miracles. You who follow God, for this is part of his prearranged plan. The Lord is always helping. He is mighty with power to support. And isn't it no surprise? And don't you know that he has given back your life and he has given you wonderful joy that you would stand in his presence and that each day that he has filled your joy, your life with his joy, and that your tongue shouts out his praises? For he said, I know who will be with me in death, those who will live in the Messiah's resurrection. Each one of you must turn from sin, return to God, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins. And each one will then receive the Holy Spirit's gift and will be called by the Lord God. It was promised by Jesus Christ to each one of us and to all of the children who were in the distant lands and in the future, those who believed. And they were baptized. There is salvation in no one else. It is by that authority that men are healed. There is no other name for a man cannot be saved by any other name or call upon any other name to save them. Only the Word of God says, I am the first, I am the last, I am the Alpha, and I am the Omega. So we have seen and proved that the prophets, what the prophets said, they have come true. In this day, so listen up. You will do well to pay close attention to everything they've written. For like light shining into darkness, their words help us understand many things that otherwise we would not be able to understand, because then we would still be in darkness. And these things that we are able to understand, because we have eyes to see and ears to hear, the words that are considered to be the secrets given to only the prophets, consider the wonderful truths that you, the prophets, have. When the light has dawned in your soul, and you have the light now because you have the morning star shining in your heart. The prophecy is recorded in your heart. It was the Holy Spirit that wrote it in your heart. It was the Holy Spirit within these godly men who gave them the true message from God. So, you can rescue men and help them stay away from temptations that will surround us. And we'll punish the ungodly on the last day. Those who God is especially hard on, those who follow their own evil, lustful thoughts, those who are proud and willful, they scoff at the glorious one. They have no trembling. They look to angels that are chained in hell and darkness. But God has condemned them long ago for their destruction, is well on their way. No one can escape. Everyone will receive and live in what they've produced on earth. Those who live in grace will receive grace, and those who live in disgrace will receive disgrace. Let no one deceive you. Anyone living in foul sin, joining love fests, even though they were honest men, they're just playing a game. The ungodly will look back and say, I am now standing in fear. These are men are useless, dried up springs of water, promising much and delivering nothing. They are unstable clouds. Driven by the stormy winds, they are doomed to the eternal parts of darkness. But this old system is going away. So you should look forward and hurry it along. The heavenly bodies will disappear and melt in flames, but we're looking forward to God's good promise of the new heavens and the new earth, where there will only be goodness. Live without sinning. Be at peace with everyone you can so that he will be pleased with you when he returns. And remember why he's giving us time to get his message of salvation out to everyone. Our wise and beloved brother Paul has talked about these same things in all of his letters. So do it today. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. I hope you come back tomorrow. I promise not to sing, by the way, anymore. See you later.